Hello, this is Dr. Cheryl Shelman, and I am pleased to welcome you to What Women Must Know, a show dedicated to empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. And as always, this hour is dedicated to really having an intelligent and educational conversation about topics that are most relevant to our health and our longevity. And today's show, we're going to be talking about particularly things we need to know about getting our hormones back on track. Before we initiate the conversation and I introduce my guest to you, I always want to remind you that there is a great website that I have called What Women Must Know, and I encourage you to go up there, have a look. What I really would like you to do is just opt in to my newsletter, because once you opt in, you actually have access to a number of free special reports that I send out to you. My website is really an educational site that's just filled with a variety of articles, published articles I've written, and videos, and it's the place to go to really get the whole story on what's happening with our health, and particularly focusing on our hormones. And the other place to go to keep up to date with all the breaking news and breaking studies and, you know, deciphering what's truth from fiction is my Facebook page, which also is What Women Must Know. I post on a daily basis and try to keep you in the know about everything that's going on, particularly around our health and our hormones. So check it out. Go like me over there. Come visit on my website. You'll get many of my postings. And that's the way it goes. You know, my life changed when I really opened up and expanded my horizons. And I've never looked back, and I just keep going from strength to strength. And that's the purpose of this radio show. It's the purpose of my books. It's the purpose of everything I do, is to pass on what I've been learning to help you stay on the leading edge. And that's a great way to segue into my guest today, because we're going to be talking about how to revitalize your hormones. In fact, my guest, Dr. Teresa Dale, wrote the book, Revitalize Your Hormones, Dr. Dale's 7 Steps to a Happier, Healthier, Sexier You. Dr. Dale is really on the leading edge of holistic approaches. And just to introduce her a little bit, she has a great interest in non-invasive therapies, which was initiated when she was first diagnosed with a uterine tumor at the age of 22. After healing herself using natural methods, she decided to dedicate her life to helping others to do the same. Dr. Dale has been in private practice since 1980 in the areas of homeopathy, naturopathy, nutrition, magnetic field therapy, and emotional release technologies. She carries out her mission of serving humanity by providing resources to enhance your life and optimize your health through award-winning, evidence-based, scientifically proven natural products, free educational materials, and self-empowerment. And she's quite a dynamic woman. She is the dean and founder of the California College of Natural Medicine. She is the president of the Wellness Center. And as I mentioned, she is a certified clinical nutritionist, a naturopathic doctor. She has a PhD. She is involved in bioenergetic medical medicine as a consultant. She is a pretty amazing woman, and we're very fortunate to have her here today talking about the keys to revitalizing your hormones. So, Dr. Dale, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and I'm so glad to be with you.
Well, you know, you've been a guest before on the show. I love having you because you're just a wealth of knowledge, and boy, do we need this knowledge at this time in our history. More than ever before, it's really important for women to have the veil lifted. You know, I wanted to start our conversation today going all the way back to that time when you were 22 years old and diagnosed with a uterine tumor. Can you share a little bit about what happened to you at that time and how it was a transforming event for you?
Well, it was the key that led me to my ultimate freedom. And I made the best decision of my life, not even knowing what I was doing intellectually or reasoning it out. I didn't do anything like that. I just went from my gut. And from the fact that my mother had 9 surgeries, and that having surgery on something that was unknown whether it was cancerous or not, and having surgery on it was just out of the question. And so the only thing that went through my mind was that I created this from my childhood, and so no one can make this go away except for me, and I've got to fix those things in myself. And they wanted to do a biopsy, and I said no. And I just walked out and told them that I would come back for another x-ray. Of course, this was a long time before MRIs even existed. And I just told them no. I was living in New York City at the time. And, you know, so it wasn't a logical thought. It was no logic involved. It was only gut. And I find that not only with myself, but with many people, when you make a decision and follow your gut, that it's usually going to be right. You know, and the other thing I did was I didn't share the information with my family because they would have not been supportive. So I didn't share the information with anyone. I just decided to fix it, that I was going to do it, and I didn't have any fear. The fear would come in place if I had surgery. Then I knew what to expect because I was growing up watching my mother going through surgery after surgery. She's one of the few people I've ever known that has had her coccyx bone sawed off. Okay?
Oh, my God. You're kidding.
Yes. And so as a child going through that and seeing someone in chronic pain their whole life and seeing someone that you never really know, like I never really knew my mother because she was always under the influence of painkillers,
yeah,
which changed her whole attitude. I never really knew who she was. Mm. And knowing that, when I was 22 and then them telling me I had a tumor, I said, okay, so I got to fix this. And I didn't have any fear. I just went about it by going to a health food store and for the first time in my life and changing my patterns of eating and changing working, knowing that I had negative thoughts in my head and that I really needed to fix that. You know, I really needed to work on those negative thoughts and come to a place of a higher integrity, of telling the truth to myself and to other people. And, you know, changing all those things that I saw that I had inherited from my parents, basically. And, you know, and was taught. And so I set about that, to do that, and I felt very positive because I decided not to go through surgery. And it was the best decision I've ever made in my life. And after 6 months, when I went back in 6 months, they said the tumor was gone. I went back in another 6 months to have another x-ray, and they said there's no return, the tumor, there's nothing there. Before, in the beginning, when they diagnosed it, it was palpable. I could feel it, you see. And it was growing because I had two x-rays before they told me that I needed to have surgery. So I felt really good about my abilities to do this and thought, well, maybe I can help other people, and that's what directed me to get into this whole field. So it was a wise decision for me on many levels. And, you know, it was, you know, when you make the right decision, you know, this was an obviously a right decision. So I figured, okay, I need to just do this in my life. Something that has come to me, and it's not an accident, so we're just going to go do whatever we can do to be the best we can be.
You know, well, first of all, I want to say that would have to have been a transformative experience, transforming not only the past that you endured, but also just discovering the power you have within you, and by accessing more natural and holistic approaches to see just what kind of healing can occur. You have to be transformed forever from that experience. But in your case, I mean, it really was the beginning of your destiny unfolding as well.
Yes, it certainly was. And things have just continued from that point. But I remember that that was the thing that changed my life. And the good thing for people, for your listeners, is that anybody can have that kind of an experience. For me, it was following my gut. It was, you know, here I am, 22, listening to all of these medical doctors telling me that I needed to do this, trying to instill fear in me and make me do it, mm-hmm. okay? And I just looked at them like they were aliens from another planet, because I know what the outcome of these things can be, because I've seen it firsthand. I grew up with it, okay? Knowing that they were probably lying to me and that I just needed to escape that office, take control of it, and it would all be okay. And I also had a lot of faith. You know, I had a lot of faith. So when you look at something, I think that I decided to not agree with the authorities at the time, to take all of these professionals that were telling me something and to trust my gut more than that. And I was not a emotionally stable person at the time. I was a physically abused person from my mother and my childhood, because she was on one mind-altering med after another. So I, but somehow this got through to me at the time, and that's what changed everything. And anybody can have that kind of experience if they follow their gut from a non-fearful place.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and that brings up another point that I think we need to discuss a little bit, and then we're going to spend more time into exploring the whole realm of hormones. But that is the need for healing of our emotional wounds as part of the process for healing our health.
Right, and that's what you have to do is everybody needs to really get on a very big level that every disease has an emotional component, no matter the gene that they have, with it's the BRCA gene, no matter what kind of gene they have, there's an emotional component in the DNA. For it's part of the blueprint of who you are. Mm-hmm. And if you ignore that, that is the thing that can, you know, make everything work. I mean, if you don't ignore it, it can make everything work and you can cure yourself. If you ignore it, you can end up in a very, very bad place and doing things that you don't really have to do. So emotions are key. It's involved in identities specifically. It's involved with every single disease. I have never seen a condition that did not have an emotional component. And I have never seen a condition that did not experience or did not get well, did not change for the positive when the emotional components are dealt with. And, you know, it's not like you do one emotional session and everything is fixed. I mean, we're human beings. We have major emotional things that are going on historically, genetically, that we need to look at and we need to neutralize and handle. And in my Revitalize Your Hormones book, and in the Transform Your Emotional DNA book, I have exercises for people to do, compassionate exercises for them to do, to experience an emotion and a belief system and an identity, experience that thing getting neutralized so they don't feel it anymore. And it's called the Resist and Desire exercise. It's in my Revitalize Your Hormones book. And also part of it and other aspects of it are in my first book called Transform Your Emotional DNA. So the emotional is key. Even to an ache or a pain that you have in your knee or your hip or your hands or your joints hurt, emotions are related to everything. It may not be the key component, but it could be.
And I just want to follow through on this issue for a little bit, because some of us are very aware that we carry a lot of emotional pain and wounds from issues that have occurred in our childhood. And others of us are not aware of it because it can be buried very deeply within us, so we don't have to keep feeling. We kind of hide those emotions. We shove them away. We make sure we put them out of sight. However, putting it out of sight or suppressing an emotion, especially, of course, it's painful emotions, doesn't mean they're gone. They just mean it's like a deep cancer eating away at your body's ability to have life force flowing through it. What is your recommendation, and out of your experience and in your practice, what do you say to people who go, I'm fine, there's nothing going on, you know, are totally aware?
it's very interesting. I would be very happy if that were totally true, where everything is fine. Now, if they're feeling good, if they have good health, if their life is really happy, if they feel like they're in charge in their life and they're empowered, maybe they have done a lot of work and everything is good and everything is fine. But if they have a health condition that they are it's been with them for a while, or even a new one, there's emotional issues. And I would ask people to consider that these emotions that they are trying desperately to repress are actually their friend, because as they uncover them, define them, write them down, become aware of them, then they have the opportunity to neutralize them permanently. And that is the work that I do and teach in the neurophysical reprogramming training at the college, the California College of Natural Medicine. So I train health providers to do neurophysical reprogramming. However, I have an aspect of that very powerful training in my Revitalize Your Hormones book, which anyone can do.
Yeah. So, I just want to mention this, and we can move on, but I was a psychotherapist working with mind-body approaches for many, many years before I moved on and became a naturopath and all the other things that have followed. But it was so profound when people, through the gentle tools that I was working with, were able to release these suppressed, stored emotions, or when they even were able to bring more awareness to what had been suppressed, to see how profound the physical healing was that ensued as that awareness surfaced. So it was an amazing experience for me to witness day after day the profound transformational process that occurred when people began to look into their emotions or acknowledge, even if you don't know what that is, but if you're dealing with a physical problem, as you said, if you have some condition, some illness, some aches and pains, something going on, you just have to also assume that there is an emotional component to it and be open. It's not about being right or wrong or I'm fine and I'm, you know, it's just being curious and open to delve as deeply as you can into what's happening in your life, because that is going to facilitate you greater healing. And I think that's what we're all learning as we go into any healing. Any healing crisis brings us greater awareness in the end, if we choose to work with it.
Right, and I think that's, just to reiterate, that people just need to know that these emotions and belief systems and identities that are in them are actually their path to freedom once they neutralize them.
Mm-hmm.
That is the path to freedom. That is, it's not going to be a problem as long as you release them. If you continue to resist them, then we're talking about a problem.
yeah. So I'd like us to move on to hormones. And I know that you work with natural hormone rejuvenation approaches, and I have to let everyone else know that I've learned a lot from you over the years as well. I want us to start with kind of laying out the real story in regards to hormones and how women in our culture are treated. So, you know, what is really happening? What are your thoughts about the use of hormones in the form of bioidentical hormone treatments or the pill? What are the consequences that we are not being told that we really need to know about?
Well, I would love to share that with you. I have research in my book, Revitalize Your Hormones, that will help people really get a handle on it and look at some of the research involved. Now, I also want to mention that many people say to me, I know your point of view is that you don't like bioidentical hormones and that you don't like synthetic hormones. Well, it is not my point of view. It is from looking at over 20,000 case studies before and after. I have this knowledge from looking at human beings' test results before and after doing hormones. Synthetic hormones, bioidentical hormones, and hormones from the health food store. So what I'm going to do today is report to you the findings of the research after doing all of that work and continuing to do it. So it's very clear when we do a saliva test, as you know, Dr. Selman, the patient fills out a brief health profile, sends it in with their specimens, the lab does the test and does the results and analyzes the saliva, and then they send it to me. Now, I look at the health profile or the history and look at the saliva test as well. And then I see, oh, their estrogen level, they're estrogen dominant. Look how high their estrogen level is. It's out of the park high. They're estrogen dominant. I wonder what's doing that. I look over at the health profile, and I see that they're taking estrogen, whether it's bioidentical estrogen or it's phytoestrogens or it's synthetic estrogens. I see a direct correlation. And then we put them on a program to bring the estrogen dominance down, to detoxify them, maybe bring the progesterone up, and also make recommendations for overall health to help the process. And so from doing all of that work, it is really a no-brainer to match up these two things. You know, when a person's progesterone is way high, sometimes it's instead of it being 120, I've seen them at certain times when my lab will analyze it all the way to the end amount of numbers, whatever they come up with. I've seen it 20,000 instead of 120. I've seen it 10,000. You know, I've seen it 1,000. Now they don't count over 1,000 because it's a no-brainer. You know, so we see what happens from them doing it. It is not a idea that I just decided to adopt, which is some people think that for some reason. And I make it very clear that this is from hard research, and that is why I'm doing all this work, so that women can, have a better feeling about their empowerment, and that they can heal themselves and they don't need to be taking their hormones. They don't need to take HRT. Bioidentical hormones create toxicity in the body just like synthetic does. And also, when you look at phytoestrogens and progesterones that you get in the health food store, we can also see that in what it does to the body. So I learned about this from doing the saliva test and seeing what happens.
So let's to help women understand. I'm just keeping an eye on the time because we have to take a break quickly in a few minutes.
Okay.
But what I want us to start with, just to help people really get educated about this, let's talk about And we can just spend a little bit of time because we have lots of other topics I want you to touch on. But the difference between saliva testing and traditional blood testing. You know, a woman goes to her doctor to sort out what's going on with her hormones, wants to test what her hormone levels are. They will always get a blood test. That's the standard treatment for assessing hormones. And you know, of course, you promote saliva testing. I only do saliva testing, but a traditional medical doctor will only do blood tests. What's the problem with getting, with using blood tests as a definitive way to assess your hormone levels?
Well, you know, that is the thing I write about in my book as well. Your saliva test doesn't test the free unbound hormones, whereas your saliva test does. So the blood testing is basically inaccurate, not sensitive enough to actually measure the correct amount of hormones. And so why do a test that's not correct?
Why do they do that test that's not correct?
Well, here's the thing, is that's what they're trained in doing, and that's why medical doctors more and more come to me, whether they're gynecologists or they're oncologists or they're psychiatrists. They'll come to me and say, what's all this stuff about saliva tests? Explain this to me. Show me why. You know, it's more accurate. And after they learn, that's all they do is saliva test. It's just because it's not taught in medical school. It's not taught in medical school. And also, my feeling is the difference between the numbers on the saliva test can be vast, between the saliva test and the blood. And so they get a saliva test back and they see toxicity and they go, oops. And then they look at the blood test and they go, well, it's normal on the blood test.
Right.
So I just think that it's a change for them, and I think many medical doctors are up for the change today and wanting to grow and wanting to do the best they can, and many are doing that. And those are the types of medical doctors that I love to work with, because I know that they have their heart in the right place and they want to do a great job for their patients. But not all of them really care enough, I feel, honestly. It's just not being negative. It's just being the truth. To really spend the time like you spend, like I spend, to spend the time to go after the truth. And it does take time. It takes their time.
And it, as you said, it's how they're trained. But the important thing that I really want to have people think about and understand is that when you get a blood test, you're really not getting a true picture of what's happening on the tissue levels. You're kind of measuring what we call metabolites. It's after all these hormones are kind of processed and on the way out. So you don't get a true picture, which can lead to a misinterpretation of what's happening in the body, which leads to a misdiagnosis and which leads to a mistreatment. And as you know, because you see this all the time, and I see it, women get the blood test. The blood tests say, oh, you're low, because it's not really an accurate reading of what's happening. They're put on hormones, the bioidentical hormones or HRT or whatever it is, and they already have levels of estrogen that are in the high range. And they're put on more, and then they get into all sorts of trouble, including increased risk of breast cancer because they've been essentially misdiagnosed and mistreated. And that's why this is such an important issue, why we need to get educated and find other options that are going to give us accurate information. You can't make informed decisions if you don't have accurate information.
And that is the problem, is most people who have their hormones checked at their doctor's office do not have accurate information, number one, about their hormones, and number two, about the whole blood chemistry panel, because doctors don't use optimal reference ranges on the rest of the test either. For example, the glucose level, also their liver enzymes. You know, I mean, liver enzymes, for example, this is really ridiculous. You know, you've got certain liver enzymes, they're just abbreviated, the SGOT and OP. Well, the reference range is 0 to 95. Think about that. enzymes, 0 to 95, if you're in within that range, you're okay. You know, it's just not true. And so the installation of using the optimal reference range numbers, those ranges, when you evaluate a saliva test, are instrumental in getting people a correct program. And but even with doing that with hormones on a test, it's still not good. It will, you cannot get good information about hormone levels from a blood test, even if you use optimal reference ranges. So that's the key. People are misinformed, and I, you know, I'm not, it maybe sounds to everyone like we're blaming doctors, really not. It's the system that teaches the doctors to, and they don't update and give them the latest research, the new, they don't do this, and this is part of the biggest problem.
You know, we need to take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more of the solutions of how to revitalize your hormones naturally. So stay tuned. It's a really important conversation we're having. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You are listening to What Women Must Know, and we have Dr. Teresa Dale speaking with us today about revitalizing your hormones. Everyone, welcome back. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You are listening to What Women Must Know, and boy, do we have a great show for you today. Are you curious about what's going on with your hormones? What do you do to get back in balance? Do you want to get a blood test? Do you want to be put on bioidentical hormones? Are bioidentical hormones safe and the next best thing since sliced bread? These are all really important questions because they can directly impact our health in the present and in the long term. And that's what we're discussing with my guest today, Dr. Teresa Dale, who is the author of Revitalize Your Hormones, Dr. Dale's 7 Steps to a Healthier, Happier, Healthier, and Sexier You. So we have lots to talk about. And welcome back, Dr. Dale, to the show. You know, obviously this is one of my favorite topics, and I love that we're having this conversation. And I just want to share something. I've been doing nutrigenomics testing, and we look at the gene expressions in the liver panel. So we're looking at how well the liver can break down these hormones and then properly and efficiently make them into the form that can be properly removed. We call that phase one of liver detox. And this is what I've learned, and this is what really disturbs me since I've been doing this nutrigenomics testing. The majority of women, and I've worked with hundreds of people now over the last 3 years, that I test their gene expressions with, they are compromised in being able to properly break down and metabolize the estrogens into a weaker form, which means that if you are impaired because the gene instructions are impaired, you can be at risk of turning your estrogens and potentially even progesterones into a more potent metabolite that actually is, instead of being weaker and kind of diffused in a sense, are turned into more powerful, potent, stimulating estrogens, increasing the risk of breast cancer and other hormone-dependent cancers. That's pretty scary because I see the vast majority of women have those impaired gene expressions, which can be altered through diet, lifestyle, and targeted nutrition. But if they're putting themselves or their doctors are putting them on hormones, bioidentical hormones or the pill or something like that, they, unbeknownst to them, are increasing their risk because their liver is not capable without proper support of breaking down those hormones. That's what I've been learning, and that's why I'm even critical of the free use of bioidentical hormones as the panacea that all women should be on. And I'd like your thoughts about that.
Well, see, the whole thing about doing the gene testing, it's really good. However, we need to look at what's involved with that gene expression. You have to look genetically. You have to look in the present at the body, the condition of the liver, as at being able to break it down, as you were saying. But what makes that happen? I mean, why? And so in my research with people, you know, it's clear that when, you know, the liver, when it gets toxic with mercury amalgam fillings, when it becomes toxic, when people are affected with heavy metal toxicity, when people are affected by meridian imbalance or organ imbalance, which can come from a dental situation, anything can happen to the glands that and the organs that produce hormones. So mercury affects the production of hormones, mercury toxicity and lead toxicity and other heavy metals. If you look at your pituitary in your brain, you look at your hypothalamus in your brain, connected with the ovaries, connected, you know, you have your HPA, your hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis, you have all of that going on, and you look and see how mercury passes the blood-brain barrier and then can easily and does easily affect hormone levels. Those are the kind of things that also need to be handled. And then, you know, you can, after they are handled, then you can do testing again. You can do an after test to see what the effect is. So I think that people are put on bioidentical hormones claiming that they're natural, which they're not. Once they're synthesized, they're no longer natural. The process of compounding them, actually, they're not natural. They're not, if they were natural, the body would love them. If they were identical to what the body really, you know, produces, okay, the body would love them. The body wouldn't build up toxicity to them. But in actuality, bioidentical hormones, synthetic hormones, and phytoestrogens and progesterones actually throw the whole circadian cycle of the body out of balance. You have a circadian cycle, a rhythm of the body, that starts, you know, in the morning, goes through the night, and produces hormones at different times of the day or night. The body knows what to do. Okay, you have to guide the body as to what to do. You throw in hormones in the picture during the day or night, then the circadian rhythm gets confused and the whole body becomes out of balance. This is not discussed with doctors' patients. The whole thing about bioidenticals is making money from your listeners, from the general public. It's all about feeding the pockets of the drug companies, okay? It is not about healing people, because if it were, it wouldn't be called bioidentical hormones, because there is no truth to that. It is not the same as what my body does. My body does what it does, and so does yours, in a circadian rhythm cycle. That normal, healthy cycle is broken once the person takes hormones. The body gets confused, and the body starts shutting down its own ability to have a normal circadian rhythm. So that's why when you look at a saliva test, you see the cortisol levels out of balance at different times of the day or night from using the hormones. Now, they can be out of balance using no hormones as well. They can also be out of balance, but you can see they're even more out of balance. It's really exacerbated through the use of any hormones.
Right, and people just don't understand this because they're not given this information. You know, I'm a big believer in that there are many options for us to rejuvenate our hormones naturally. I certainly have been using them. I don't use bioidentical hormones at all. And a question I always ask women is, well, how long are you going to be on these hormones if you're prescribed them? Is this like, do you have an end game? Is it forever? It's actually part of an experiment, because we're the first generation that's been using these hormones. and maybe using them for, you know, for decades without ever rejuvenating the underlying essences in the body to support us. We're, you know, in a sense, dependent on these drugs to take over, which we don't need to do. We actually can rejuvenate our essences naturally. So do you want to talk a little bit about that possibility?
So, I mean, it's to rejuvenate your hormones is not hard to do, even if you've had a complete hysterectomy. So, and this is because you were born with two adrenal glands, okay? And those adrenal glands produce hormones. So if you don't have ovaries, your adrenal glands, they make hormones all the time. They will produce hormones and continue producing hormones. But the health provider, the doctor, doesn't tell the patient that. They don't educate them that their body will be making their own hormones. The things they say to them are as follows. Okay, you've had a hysterectomy. You can't make hormones anymore. That is a total lie. There is no truth to that.
Right.
All you have to do is be nice to your adrenal glands. You have to, you know, do all the nutritional things that are necessary to support the adrenal glands in making the necessary hormones. Your adrenal glands produce so many hormones. They produce estrogen and progesterone and testosterone and DHEA and cortisol and all the things that your body needs, okay? And so, but that is a key that a lot of people are, you know, not educated about, and that even though they have a complete hysterectomy, their adrenal glands can pick up the slack and make their own hormones, but they have to be put on the right program to do that. They have to be taking the things like possibly maca root, possibly the hormone rejuvenation, the homeopathic formulas that I created. So I created 9 homeopathic hormone rejuvenation formulas that are FDA registered. They are totally safe. You can't overdo it. You cannot make your hormones estrogen dominant. They will help people to really, really get a handle on their hormones and help the hot flashes, help the adrenal glands to make appropriate amount of hormones. So we have to know that there is an option. An option is using the homeopathic hormone rejuvenation that I have, but also not just doing that, also following a good nutritional program. Maca is very good in small amounts for women. Every woman might need a slightly different amount of it every day, but it's a root. It's natural. It helps the adrenal glands to the body to balance and make a little bit more testosterone. You can do things, so many different things to help your body. One of the greatest things that I've seen in hormone rejuvenation is when people get the fillings out of their mouth, the pituitary just kicks in, and you start detoxifying those heavy metals, pituitary just starts working, hypothalamus, everything starts working better. So we see that all the time. And so it's just not about selling products. It's about giving people a holistic approach that will make their life better and make them healthier in every respect. And hormone balancing is an integral part of that.
You know, and that is just so refreshing for women to hear that there are options. We don't think that we have, you know, either do nothing or have to go on these hormones. And I like to just chime in here because this was quite a revelation when I did my initial research many years ago to discover that the estrogens that are found in the pill and HRT are considered known human carcinogens. That gets so overlooked and forgotten when the subject comes up. They are potentially dangerous if they're not needed, if the body is already either in excess or not able to properly metabolize them for one reason or another, the liver's not functioning well, you can be turning these hormones, or they can kind of get activated as carcinogens and are not to be assumed to be benign and, you know, safe. I think that's a really important point. And I'd just like you to explain a little bit about your homeopathic hormones, which I like to use in my practice as an option along with all the other things you were saying. But that's another viable alternative women have available to them, is to use a homeopathic approach. And let's explain what homeopathy is very briefly, what homeopathic hormones are, what they do, and how they can benefit women to get back in hormonal balance naturally. Because I think that's an alternative that most women are not aware is available to them.
Well, I think the saliva test is something that they can get right. They can get it right away. They can get it from my website. They can get it from you, Dr. Selman. They can get the saliva test, and they can start that process. And one thing they really need to also understand is that cortisol levels, when they're elevated, will affect neurotransmitter levels. That will affect your sleep. Okay, so if your cortisol levels are really out of balance, then it can affect your sleep. It can cause insomnia. So we need to look at also people who may not be aware they have a hormone problem, but they know they have a sleeping problem. Get a saliva test done and see if your hormones are related to that symptom. Okay, so yes, people can access this. It's a very important thing for them to do.
So explain, let's go into the homeopathic hormone side of things. Can you talk a little bit about what they are and what they do? Because I know, and you said this briefly a little while ago, that they actually help to balance hormones in whatever direction is needed. It's not just about adding more the hormone into your tissues. It's actually a very different approach that has the same outcomes but safer.
Right, and the wonderful thing about it is that homeopathy has been around for 200 years. It's inexpensive and it works, okay? And that's why it's not more mainstream. Homeopathy works with a minute amount of substance. So it's actually, if you think about it's the memory of an original substance that's used, that's actually made at a licensed, FDA-licensed homeopathic pharmacy that, of course, they specialize in that. Now, it's called energy medicine. It's also called biological medicine. It's used all over the world. Okay, well, I created formulas that are very comprehensive so that one formula, if it's for helping the body with estrogens, one formula for estrogens that I have will actually re-educate the body to make its own estrogens. So it works on the body by teaching it and reminding it about how it was when it made normal estrogens before. And it teaches it, okay, it has a cellular memory, and so the body just goes, okay, we're going to start making correct amount of estrogens again. It cannot cause the body to make too much estrogen. The same thing with progesterone, homeopathic hormone progesterone. These are formulas that I've created in the year 1999. They've been around since the year 2000, and we have run, I would say, close to 30,000 people now through saliva tests before and after. So I've done more testing with my formulas than anyone I've ever met. Okay? In other words, when you go to a drug company and you take their estrogens, how many people did they test on the bioidentical estrogens before they put it on the market? Before and after testing, how many people did they test? Not many. How many people do they test with drugs? When they take a new drug and they put it on the market, they maybe test it with maybe 100 people. We're talking about, with my formulas, over 20,000 people.
Right.
It's a no-brainer. It works. It cannot hurt you. No way, no how. And so the FDA actually registers, all of my products are registered with the FDA, And that is a process that I go through at my discretion so that the people that buy it know my commitment to helping them. Okay? And so I have two formulas. They're NuFem and EndoPure. Both of them are available, and the NuFem is available through health providers. When you do a saliva test and you get the saliva test back, you can use either the NuFem or the EndoPure. I do have an EndoPure formula for men. Don't forget, this is homeopathic. It re-educates the body to make its own hormones. So it's teaching the body. It's not, people think it's stimulating. It doesn't stimulate. It actually provides the right frequencies, the right energy, so that the body wakes up and starts making correct amounts of hormones again. It cannot disturb the circadian rhythm cycle, and actually helps to balance that circadian rhythm cycle. So, in a nutshell, you have to know that there's no side effects, and the only thing that can affect homeopathy and keep it from working is caffeine. So if you drink caffeine, you will not have as good results with any homeopathic remedy. So you want to, and it's not good for your adrenal glands anyway. Your adrenal glands, their worst enemy is sugar and caffeine, mm-hmm. right? So we have to understand that if we're going after a great lifestyle, we want to get better, we're really committed, we have to avoid at least those two things. Okay, now stevia is okay. Some people feel that xylitol is okay. Some people feel it's not okay. Agave is 85% fructose, not okay for many people, but certainly better than white sugar. So we have to look at the available, all the availabilities that are there, and know that your medical doctor probably doesn't have any of this knowledge, unless he's done some training with me or some training with other health providers that are committed to helping balance hormones with homeopathy. And, I mean, you can use herbs. The problem with it, I have seen people who have taken excess amounts of maca, and I have seen exaggerated and high testosterone levels from it. Because sometimes people think, oh, if a little maca is good, I'll just put like a cup a day in, or I'll put 2 tablespoons a day, and maybe for their body that's too much.
Well, that's really important. I think that's excuse me for jumping in, but, you know, because maca is a wonderful healing herb, really rejuvenating, nutrient dense, but it's like anything, it needs to be used in appropriate quantities, appropriate amounts.
Right. It's not homeopathic. See, with homeopathy, if you start taking too much of the remedy, your body just stops working in that regard. That remedy stops working, and the body stops the continuation of the re-education process. So if you start taking too much, nothing bad will happen, except it may stop working as well as it used to when you were, you know, taking the right amount. So with homeopathy, less is better. Taking more will be worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I think that's an important difference between herbs and homeopathy. With herbs, like you're looking at maybe wild jam or black cohosh or some of these other things, I have seen people with very high estrogen levels from using them, because it builds up in the body. The body doesn't naturally stop, you know, like with homeopathy. So even though I love herbs, I don't like all of the herbs for rejuvenating hormones, because I look at those saliva tests and I see what happens to people's hormones levels. Maca is one of the best ones when taken a tiny little bit. If you want to do that, go to a health provider so that you're guided correctly. You know, I see what people put in their smoothies some days, you know, and what they have is so many different kinds of herbs that had an estrogenic effect, like red clover, for example. You know,
right.
And so we need to understand that herbs are medicine.
So Dr. Dale, we're coming to the end of the show. I just want you to really quickly give a website so people can learn more about your wonderful work that you're doing.
Okay. The website is wellnesscenter.net. We have a brand new website. So it's wellnesscenter.net, and there's a lot of great information on there for you. And we do have a new members area of our website that allows you access to me. And then because of working with so many people with so many health issues, I've created a membership where you can go in the back end of the website, log in, have a password, and learn about your body, and then have access to me, and even sending me emails through that area.
Well, that's wonderful. I encourage everyone to pick up a copy of Dr. Teresa Dale's book, Revitalize Your Hormones, which they can also get on your website or I'm sure on Amazon. Dr. Dale, it's been a pleasure. The hour has just sped by, and I just want to thank you for all the fantastic work and research and study you've done so you can take all this knowledge and offer it to all of us. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Dr. Selman. I appreciate your work as well, and have a beautiful day.
Thank you. And to all my listeners, thank you for tuning in. And remember to always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. And bye for now.